voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
Live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX, this is The Rabbi and the Judge with Rabbi Amiel Wall, the Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Israel of New Rochelle, and the Honorable Judge Sam Fredman. You can join the Rabbi, the Judge, and their guests at 914-636-0110. Now, The Rabbi and the Judge. Here's Rabbi Amiel Wall and the Honorable Judge Sam Fredman.
Well, we're very happy to be speaking with you today. This is Rabbi Emeritus Amiel Wall, and Judge Sam Fredman has been excused today because we have such a wonderful panel, and he wanted to give a full time to this panel. And we're very happy that Mona Abramson, who's one of our community leaders and an activist, will be talking with us, and with our special guest, Dan Singer. We're expecting Mark Reisman as well. And they're talking about this whole vital subject of energy independence, which is something we're all concerned about in our good old USA. So, Mona, why don't you go ahead and talk to Dan? I know Mark is coming in a few minutes.
Well, thank you very much, Rabbi Wall. It's a pleasure to be on this show, and I appreciate it. And Dan, welcome. Dan, I've been with you at meetings where we, on the committee, we tried to plan this amazing energy independence event at CSI on October 24th. And we'll talk about that a little later. But I wanted to just ask you, as a chairperson, what really motivated you and the committee to start on this search for answers?
Well, the committee, which is a subcommittee of the Westchester chapter of the American Jewish Committee, we are a subcommittee called the Energy Independence Committee, and as part of the overall agenda of the American Jewish Committee, we feel as if American foreign policy, and to a certain extent Israel's foreign policy, is compromised by our dependence on foreign oil and the world's dependence on foreign oil. So whatever we're doing at the UN in order to perhaps support our allies in the Middle East, countries like Israel, it always has to be done through the lens and through the filter of the implications of upsetting our other so-called allies in the region as well, who are dependent upon exporting oil. To the extent that our nation and the Western world can find a way to become independent of its need of oil being imported from less than friendly other countries, the better off we'll be, and the better off that our agenda will be able to be moved forward, an agenda that promotes peace, security, democratic values, things that we all hold near and dear here in America that we're not able to do effectively because of our energy dependence on certain countries. Personally, I've been in the energy business since I was in diapers. My third generation at Robeson Oil here in Westchester County, in New York Company. And I've always had a passion towards this, towards finding other sources, again, in our business to keep people comfortable in their homes, but doing it in a way that's consistent with our values as Americans and as Jewish Americans in this case.
Thank you. That's wonderful. We've all experienced, I think anybody who's listening to this show, anybody in the United States, has experienced many times of angst when we were worried about where the energy is going to come from, if people still recall or have read about the oil embargo at various times and other events when prices of energy have gone up. It impacts every one of the people in this community. And I'm sure we will get a lot of interest and a lot of questions as to this topic. And Mark Reisman has just joined us together. Dan Singer and Mark Reisman are co-chairing the Energy Committee of AJC, the American Jewish Committee, in Westchester. And I'd love to ask you, before we go further, to explain a little more about the AJC. And, Mark, you may want to Take that. What is the AJC?
The American Jewish Committee, AJC. AJC is a global, an organization that has global reach. It's founded in 1906 by European immigrants to the U.S. who are interested in helping their fellow Jews immigrate here. Since that time, it has expanded to cover a broad reach of topics. Among them are energy independence, which we'll be talking about today, promoting democracy throughout the world, promoting intergroup relations between Jews and ethnic and religious groups of all kinds, and taking care of the safety and well-being of Jewish people in the United States throughout the world, and also supporting the State of Israel.
Thank you. So among as we're hearing the agenda and the interest areas of the American Jewish Committee, the AJC, energy is a very important, energy independence is a very important agenda item for the committee, and you have both been at the forefront of planning events that describe the reasons for the energy independence and also other activities around that, and we will go into the activities later. So the event is coming up, we've mentioned, on October 24th at CSI, Congregation Sons of Israel, and Dan has started to describe the importance of energy independence and what we can do about it. What will you focus at this particular event on, and who is your speaker?
Are you asking either one of us or
either one?
Well, I'll start, and I'm sure Mark will be able to add in a little bit more about our speaker as well. This is actually the third time we've done an event like this. It's the third annual Energy Independence Day event. This year, we're doing it, as you mentioned earlier, at Congregation Sons of Israel in Briarcliff Manor. Mark and I both happen to be members of that congregation. I'm currently serving as the congregation's president. Mark is a very long-standing board member. The event really allows us to bring focus on a variety of avenues in which we can become energy independent. In years past, we've talked about different things people can be doing at home, opportunities to educate people, bringing in either different speakers, politicians, or other public figures to enlighten people and people that can represent a variety of different industries. This year, the focus is really on the efforts that are being done in Israel. And Israel, as many people may or may not be aware, is really on the forefront of creating an energy independent environment, and perhaps they have motivations that even exceed our own to achieve their energy independence. But there is a variety of initiatives that are being undertaken in Israel. There's a number of venture capitalists from literally around the world that are investing in these opportunities in Israel. So we're really targeting this year to educate the public and perhaps even the local Westchester business community of opportunities in Israel, that of things that are going on. And whether or not it's related to shale gas and shale oil, as well as electric-powered cars and a variety of other initiatives that are going on. And Mark, you've been in touch a lot with our guest speaker that's going to be speaking next week. Maybe you can talk about him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, the guest speaker is Yossi Hollander. And Yossi is really well-suited for this event because he is originally from Israel, and he spends a great deal of time there to this day. And he is also he also lives in California. And he is a gentleman who has formed and sold several high-tech companies. And so he understands, he probably has I don't want to say more than anyone else, but he has a very unique understanding of the energy situation in both the U.S. and in Israel. And in Israel, he is the chairman and founder of an institute called the Israeli Institute of Economic Planning. And what the Israeli Institute of Economic Planning has done, along with the government of Israel, is to devise a plan to make Israel energy independent. And the goal, which may or may not be met, is to do that within approximately 10 years. And so what he's done in Israel and continues to do is to put this plan together, which was rolled out, I believe, in Israel earlier this year. The government of the State of Israel similar to what was done during the high-tech revolution in Israel in the early 90s, has devoted money to be used over approximately 10 years. It's about 900 million shekels, which is roughly $300 million, give or take, depending upon the state of the currency
the shekel
exchange
versus the dollar
on any given day. But what they are doing is, and it's based on the free market. This is not a planned economy scenario. They are identifying companies and academic institutions that are active in Israel in the energy independence space.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our distinguished guests and our moderator, Mona Abramson.
News at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD2.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bears are back on Wall Street after Germany's finance minister cooled hope for a quick debt deal in Europe. Checking the Dow Industrials just before 1 p.m. Eastern, they were down triple digits, almost 200 points. Shares of Wells Fargo are trading lower. The bank's third quarter earnings missed expectations as interest income, a measure of profit on loans, came in weaker than expected. It's the bank's first earnings miss in more than 2 years. Revenue fell by 6%, also short of the street's estimate. Kinder Morgan says it expects its planned takeover of El Paso to be approved by regulators because there is little asset overlap. Kinder is paying $21 billion in a deal that would create the largest oil and gas pipeline company in North America. Shares of El Paso are rallying today. Kinder Morgan is also trading higher. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
A sage business knows cash flow makes dreams grow.
Cash flow is everything. It keeps the doors open and the dream alive. And our dream is to keep growing.
A sage business knows how to track cash flow and fund its growth by integrating Sage Financial Software with Sage Connected Services for payment processing.
We accept payments online and connect the data to our Sage Financial System so we always know where we stand.
Make your business life easier. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business sage.
Your autumn checklist. Make sure the furnace works.
Check.
Get the heavy coats out of storage.
Check.
And make sure your radio is locked right here for fall fun at VOX.
1460 WVOX.
Now back to the Rabbi and the Judge on 1460 WVOX with Rabbi Amiel Wall, the Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Israel of New Rochelle, and the Honorable Judge Sam Fredman. Now, once again, the Rabbi and the Judge on 1460 WVOX.
Well, we're thrilled that you're all listening on this beautiful day, and I know that Judge Sam Fredman wanted to be with us today, but then he yielded to the impressive panel that we have, and we have three great people, Mark Reisman, Dan Singer, and Mona Abramson, who are discussing a subject that affects us all, energy independence. So go on with your line of questioning, and let's hear. People can call us if they want to ask a question or make a comment at 636-0110.
Thank you, Rabbi Wall. We were just talking about the event, the upcoming event, which will take place next Monday evening, October 24th at CSI. And we've heard about Yossi Hollander, the speaker, who sounds fascinating. What else is scheduled on the program? Is there any other event that is taking place?
Similar to years past, the AJC has picked not just the agenda, but also the location based upon initiatives that the organization is taking. Along with this event, Congregation Sons of Israel, where the event's taking place, is going to be having a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the recently installed array of solar panels that they have now. So they are producing roughly 15% of all of their electrical needs for the building completely off the grid in a purely environmentally friendly manner through this solar panel array. The events on next Monday evening will begin at 7 o'clock with a ribbon-cutting event and educational information about the actual project that has gone on at...
Here we're getting a call.
At CSI.
Hello, thank caller. You. Could we hear what you have to say?
Yes. Hello, Rabbi. This is Bill in New Rochelle, and I've got a couple of questions for the fellow guy. Mark is his name?
Mark, yes.
First of all, congratulations on that solar collector job that you just spoke about. That's pretty wonderful. 15% is serious business. My question is, with your committee that's doing research, have you ever heard of the New York Regional Interconnect, NYRI?
I have not heard of that.
Have you?
Have you heard of that?
Have you, Dan?
No, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, what it is, it's good to know about. There's a large excess of electrical power upstate New York from the Messina dams, and they get power bleeding over the border from Quebec, and that's a linkage to bring it down here, a transmission line. It's supposed to be quite large, and people upstate New York oppose it because they believe it'll make their energy costs go up. It'll bring our time. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. And the other thing is, with Robeson, does Robeson have its own electrical supply company also?
Yes, it does. It is a ESCO in the in the Con Ed, Orange and Rockland, as well as the Nat Grid areas, and it sells electricity. Actually, sells a green electric product, and it's labeled as green through the wind recs that it purchases.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, and also include your price per kilowatt hour? And then I'm just going to hang up and listen on the radio. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller.
Regarding the electricity supply, briefly for those people that are not familiar with how purchasing electricity or natural gas, for that matter, from an entity other than the utility, any consumer can actually buy their power, their gas, from a number of companies that are referred to as ESCOs. That's an energy services company. The ESCO actually supplies the energy, in either electricity or gas, into the grid or the pipeline structure of the local utility, and then the consumer is paying essentially two parts of their bill. They pay it all at one time to the utility, but a segment for the actual energy itself goes to the ESCO, to the energy supplier, and another segment of the bill goes to the utility for the infrastructure, for the actual transportation cost of getting either that molecule of electricity or that molecule of natural gas into the person's home. There's a variety of different ESCO choices. There's a limited number of electricity ESCOs that are available to the homeowner. Robeson is, in fact, one of them in this marketplace. And as I mentioned earlier, the product that Robeson delivers on the electricity is a 100% green product goes to support the development of additional wind-generated electrical supplies. I am reticent to quote prices over the air, and I know that's not necessarily the form or the intent of this program. But if you're interested, by all means, I guess give a call over to the Robeson offices at 345-5700, or visit the website at robesonoil.com.
Now, if I may, I just Bill, I think your point is well taken, and one thing I wanted to clarify a little bit about the event is that we are focusing primarily on transportation energy, although we're concerned about the use of oil, especially in the Northeast, for functions such as heating homes. What the most of the oil that's used nationwide, the vast majority is used for transportation. And so while we are absolutely interested in all types of alternative energy forms, the focus of the event is on transportation oil.
Thank you. So, and I just before we leave the AJC role in this event, I wanted to just ask, is there any kind of history to the AJC work in Westchester where we AJC has given awards to other organizations that have worked towards energy freedom?
The short answer is yes.
And that would be the
longer answer is in our first event, the Solomon Schechter Schools of Westchester received the first annual Energy Independence Award because, like Congregation Sons of Israel, they partnered with Robeson to have solar panels placed on both campuses. Last year, we honored Westchester Reformed Temple, which is located in Scarsdale, for their comprehensive work on renovating their synagogue and, in so doing, making it environmentally friendly and as energy efficient as possible. And the steps that that they took to do that are quite amazing.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama trying to pick up the pieces of his jobs bill. The Senate expected to vote within days on the part sending aid to states for teachers, cops, and firefighters. President Obama tells an audience in North Carolina,
63% of Americans support the jobs bill that I put forward. 100% of Republicans in the Senate voted against it. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Because they opposed any tax hikes to pay for it. Police in Philadelphia confirmed the identities of three mentally disabled adults found captive in an underground room. They're looking for the family of a fourth. Three people are under arrest. Deputy Police Commissioner Richard Ross Jr.
I don't know whether the motivation in this is financial or whether it's just out-and-out evil.
A little bit of both, maybe. Police now finding dozens of IDs and power of attorney forms suspecting a fraud scheme to collect benefit checks. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Here's a special message from Whitney Radio. The Broadcasters Foundation of America and Fordham University Press are making available a limited quantity of signed first edition copies of William O'Shaughnessy's brand new book, Vox Populi, The O'Shaughnessy Files. Only just now arriving in bookstores coast to coast for $35. Copies of the new Bill O'Shaughnessy book have arrived at WVOX and WVIP in Westchester. For every $35 donation to the Broadcasters Foundation of America, you'll receive a signed, personally inscribed first edition copy of Vox Populi, The O'Shaughnessy Files. Character profiles and heartwarming vignettes of legendary Westchester and New York figures. Jack Newfield, Bob Grant, Ossie Davis, Wellington Mara, Robert Merrill, John Spicer, Larry King, Ned Garrity, Dr. Rich Pisano, Mario Cuomo, Harry Belafonte, and beloved townies like Bill Scolin and John Branca. A dazzling and entertaining tour of Westchester and New York, past and present. You can now pick up signed copies of the brand new Bill O'Shaughnessy Westchester History Book here at our studios in New Rochelle. It makes a great gift for anyone who loves colorful characters and enjoys politics in New York and Westchester. A limited time offer. For just $35 to the Broadcasters Foundation of America. Signed copies are available now at WVOX and WVIP. One Broadcast Forum, New Rochelle. Call 914-636-1460 for directions. 636-1460. 636-1460.
Now available as an ebook from your favorite online ebook retailer.
Our community programs are brought to you today by Young & Bartlett, Westchester's leading law firm for negligence, personal injury cases, and medical malpractice. Relying on 55 years of legal experience, partner Francis X. Young and his legendary father before him have been great advocates, recovering millions of dollars for those unfortunate individuals who were injured in any way, including victims of medical malpractice, construction job site accidents, motor vehicle accidents, or defective products. Young & Bartlett are actual trial attorneys who stand right up for you and your rights in the courtroom. Partner Mayo Bartlett of this top-notch firm also specializes in civil rights cases and criminal defense. Calling on his many years as assistant DA under famed crime fighters Carl Vergari and Janine Pirro. Today, Young & Bartlett is at 81 Main Street in White Plains at Lexington, two blocks from Metro North. Attorneys Frank Young and Mayo Bartlett. Two great lawyers, two dedicated advocates. Check them out at young-bartlett.com or by calling 914-285-1500.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for this Monday afternoon. Skies remain mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon will climb into the upper 60s. Partly cloudy this evening. Continued breezy through the overnight, lows into the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy skies by Tuesday. Highs will climb into the upper 60s. Periods of rain, some heavy at times on Wednesday, highs into the middle 60s, tapering off to showers by the evening hours, then becoming partly sunny, cooler both Thursday and Friday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr., reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Why pay for radio when it's free right here?
It's the future right now.
All you got to do is
listen and love it.
WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD2.
Every day for you. 1460 WVOX.
Now back to the Rabbi and the Judge on 1460 WVOX with Rabbi Amiel Wall, the Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Israel of New Rochelle, and the Honorable Judge Sam Fredman. Now once again, the Rabbi and the Judge on 1460 WVOX.
Well, we're going forward with this most important topic on energy independence to make the U.S. a stronger nation, more independent in what it can achieve. And Mona, I know you're doing a good job interviewing Mark and Dan, or Dan and Mark, whichever way you want to put it. And Judge Fredman, we hope you're listening.
And we miss you. It's my pleasure. Thank you, Rabbi Wall, and to re-welcome Mark Wiesman and Dan Singer, co-chairs of the American Jewish Committee upcoming event on energy independence next Monday night. And anybody who's interested in joining this event, maybe you can tell us how they can register or call an RSVP, and then we'll go more into the program.
Sure. The easiest way to do that would be just to go to the AJC website online, ajc.org. There's a section on the homepage to register for the event. You can also get more information about the event, Yossi Hollander's background, the actual timing event. I think there's even driving directions. Don't quote me on that. Or if you need more detailed information and you prefer to use the old-fashioned method of telephone, the phone number for the AJC offices is 948-5585, and I'm sure they'd be happy to help you there at the office to give you more information.
Thank you so much. The number to call here is 914-636-0110 with any questions or brief comments. And Mark, could you tell us a little more about the program and what else is envisioned?
Yes. In addition to the speaker itself, we will again give out the AJC Energy Independence Award. This year, we will be giving it to the town of Bedford, New York, which has, for the last several years, been a leader in Westchester County in the area of energy conservation, in making their municipality and town greener, and encouraging their residents to do it. And in recognition of all of that, Supervisor Roberts, Lee Roberts, will accept the award on behalf of the town of Bedford. Now, something, in addition to the other things that I mentioned about Yossi a little bit earlier, he has also founded an institute in the United States called the Fuel Freedom Project, which is designed to specifically address the unique problems that the United States has in the field of energy independence. And from what I understand, their website was put up over the summer and is and the institute is in full swing. So basically what he's going to be able to do when he speaks on October 24th is to talk about what Israel has done, to also talk about what the U.S. can learn from Israel, but he also is very interested in helping the U.S. become energy independent. And in addition to that, as if that weren't enough, we also will have an oil alternatives fair, and or oil innovations fair, we're calling it. And the confirmed exhibitors right now are Tel Aviv University and the Weizmann Institute. And Yossi sits on the board of the Weizmann Institute, both of which are universities in Israel. And both institutions will talk about what they're doing in this field.
Excellent. And I understand AJC, as part of its diplomatic outreach, has also invited some diplomats and consuls general who are involved in the topic, and everybody is today. But I understand that the Canadian consul general is going to attend with another colleague. And that leads us to the topic of Canadian and U.S. relations in terms of work, mutual work on energy supply, and what the upcoming steps are. And whoever would like to address it, Mark or Dan.
I'll speak to it briefly. One of the interesting things that I think people learn about as they get more acquainted with the subject matter, people oftentimes talk about our need to become energy independent, and the fact that we do import roughly 2/3 of all of the oil that we use in this country from outside of the country, obviously. People don't realize that our largest trading partners in energy are actually Canada and Mexico. And that's where the vast majority of our imported oil comes from, at least to this country. Part of that supply of oil that comes from Canada is coming from the tar sands projects of central Canada that comes down, the pipelines down to the central part of our country to the refining areas in the Gulf area. Ironically, a lot of the crude oil that is imported from Canada that gets refined in this country ultimately finds its way to get exported to other countries in South America, where the restrictions on sulfur content are not quite as stringent as they are here in this country. But it is it's an ongoing process as we try to explore our desire to be green and environmentally more environmentally aware and conscious, along with making sure that if we are importing conventional sources of energy like oil and natural gas, that we're doing it with trading partners that have interests that are more aligned with ours than perhaps some of our other trading partners in the Middle East.
Makes enormous sense because, again, as we look at the history of this country's relations with producers of oil and other sources of energy, mostly oil, though, there's been so much controversy and so many wars involved, and certainly Israel has felt the impact of that as well. So for Yossi Hollander to, he's on both sides of the aisle, if you will, in both Israel and the U.S., and he understands both sides, both as far as the energy and the politics of it. I'm sure he can speak to what we'd like to explore now is, can Israel be energy independent, and where is Israel exploring right now in the vicinity?
Well, obviously, they believe that Israel can become energy independent. And one of the reasons why they may have a slightly easier time than we, I think we have a break.
We're going to take a call, and then we'll be right back. Hello, caller.
Hello, Rabbi. It's Louis.
How you doing? Haven't heard from you. Glad to hear your voice, Louis.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you so much. And happy, a little late, but happy holidays.
Thank you.
I want to ask your guest a question. You look at the United States, and it's the number one garbage producer in the world. Nobody produces more garbage than the United States. And when a garbage laser ferments, it becomes methane gas. I think that's another. That might not be the answer, but that might be another way of alternative energy that we could look at, that we can make this, turn this garbage to some kind of profit, that we generate this garbage just to bury it or whatever is crazy. When this could just ferment and run turbines to form electricity.
I think it's an excellent point. I mean, what you're bringing up too is garbage producing methane, as well as there's a biofuels that can be made from various other waste of garbage. There's biofuels that are being made from algae and other plant life that a lot of times we take for granted. The one thing that always comes to mind as people mention this, yes, we produce an awful lot of garbage and could produce an awful lot of energy, but what we're learning is that there is no one magic bullet that's going to solve all of our problems. We're really dealing with a plethora of solutions, of which methane should be a part of, as of which biofuels will be a part of which nuclear will be a part of which solar will be a part of, and certainly also other domestically produced conventional fuels, such as natural gas that of all the shale discoveries we're seeing now in the Marcellus Shale area, as well as shale oil.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
National news 3 times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. Another search in Kansas City, Missouri for an 11-month-old missing baby.
This is just one of many searches done since the October 4th disappearance of baby Lisa. No word on what prompted this latest one. Meantime, Deborah Bradley tells Fox's Megan Kelly that she had several glasses of wine the day her baby vanished.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. The mother also changed her story. She had said she checked on the baby around 10:30. She now says 6:30. President Obama is in North Carolina selling his jobs plan.
I appreciate the 4 more years, but right now I'm thinking about the next 13 months.
The president will also visit Virginia. The Senate has already blocked the plan. House Speaker John Boehner suggests the president dump the bus tour and work on a compromise. Factory output rising for a third straight month in September, a sign the economy is growing, albeit slowly. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Charles Buscemi at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney's World Headquarters in Purchase, New York. I've been on the radio in New York State for over 25 years, during which our nation has gone through many changes and been confronted by financial upheaval and political turmoil. Through it all, I've been privileged to enjoy the confidence of many thousands of radio listeners on WVOX and WVIP who have bestowed their confidence and trust in me and my Morgan Stanley Smith Barney Associates. My business card says Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor, but to those careful and astute investors who have entrusted a good portion of their hard-earned wealth to me and mine over the years, I've become so much more than that. If your portfolio and holdings are in need of a timely review, I'd be very glad to arrange a conference where we could sit down and for no cost or obligation review what your financial investment goals are. We're at 2000 Westchester Avenue, right off the Hutch in Westchester County. You can call me direct at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney Headquarters at 914-225-7158. Once again, that's 914-225-7158. My secretary's name is Sandra, and she'll be glad to set up an appointment. 914-225-7158.
Now in Westchester, for corporate travel, executive transportation, and custom limousine service, the leader, clearly, is Excel. After two decades in the county, Rich Guberti's Excel Transportation Service does just that. Specializing in sedans, limos, and 14-passenger vans, Excel is the new class of the fleet and the Westchester leader in terms of cars, service, resources, and the quality of their Excel drivers. Most of the Golden Apple's blue-chip companies have, in fact, in recent years, switched to Excel for local transportation and city-to-city service to Washington, Albany, Baltimore, Hartford, Boston, and Philadelphia at rates even less than rail or air. And you can use them, too, for a trip into town, the airport, or any special occasion. Call President Rich Guberti at Excel Headquarters, EXCEL Transportation, 576-9797, 914-576-9797. These days in Westchester, the new car service leader, because Excel excels, 576-9797.
For some time, we've been telling you about the White Plains YMCA and all the many different facilities and programs they offer the community. All of these facilities are ready-made for all people of all ages, and the motto at the White Plains YMCA is, "We are here for our community." Now, speaking of community, the White Plains Y is hosting its annual Halloween bash on October 22nd from 11 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. This is a free event open to the entire community. Whether you like face painting, pumpkin decorating, arts and crafts, just to name a few of the activities, you're guaranteed a wonderful time. Make sure you wear a costume, as costume competition begins at 12:30. Yes, the White Plains YMCA is very family-minded. Conveniently located at 250 Mamaroneck Avenue, the White Plains YMCA continues to be here for the community. For more information, call them at 914-949-8030. That number again, 914-949-8030.
We have special rates for independent producers on WVOX Worldwide.
Well, I think that's a U.S. code violation, Section 616, subparagraph 5A.
Reach the entire metro area on WVOX.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Your voice, your music. Call David O'Shaughnessy, 914-636-1460.
1460 WVOX.
Now, back to the Rabbi and the Judge on 1460 WVOX with Rabbi Amiel Wall, the Rabbi Emeritus of Temple Israel of New Rochelle, and the Honorable Judge Sam Fredman. Now, once again, the Rabbi and the Judge on 1460 WVOX.
Well, thanks a lot, Mona Abramson, Mark Reisman, and Dan Singer, for coming in and engaging in this discussion on energy independence.
Thank you, Rabbi Wall. And I would love to go on into the domestic field and talk about how either party or Congress have treated this issue, and where do you see we're going right now? Because, you know, we have a rich history of decision making on energy independence, and where do you see the different parties lining up, or is that something that you want to focus on?
Well, to give a history of AJC's involvement in this area, we go back to 1973 during the first Arab oil embargo, and AJC has been pushing on this issue for the past 38 years. So that's AJC. As far as the U.S. is concerned, unfortunately, the view toward energy independence tends to wax and wane, oftentimes dependent upon the price of oil. I think that we've gotten to a point now where people in this country are paying attention to the events of the last few years, when gasoline at the pump was at one point up to somewhere in the range of $4.50 a gallon, at least in this area, has made people pay attention. The technology is starting to catch up. There are electric vehicles available to be purchased now. There are hybrids available to be purchased. And so hopefully the market, whether Congress implements or develops a comprehensive plan, will move us more in the direction as quickly as we need to go. At AJC, we don't see this as a Republican issue, a Democratic issue, or an Independence Party issue. We see this as an American issue. And the amount of money that goes overseas to pay for oil that comes from places other than the U.S. is astronomical. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars per year. I heard a statistic a couple of years ago that it's roughly equal to the annual defense budget. So if you can imagine that, simply being able to keep that money in this country has got to have positive effects for the economy if you think about nothing else. Obviously, the other problem that makes this an American problem as opposed to a Republican or a Democratic problem is that the money oftentimes goes to regimes which do not like the United States or which are not democratic and which creates security problems in this country, and that is the primary focus of AJC as well. So, again, it should be an American problem, and as Americans, everyone should work hard to solve it.
I hear you. Dan?
Just to tag on to what Mark was saying, I mentioned earlier that our largest trading partners in terms of energy are Canada and Mexico, but a very distant, very close runner-up is Venezuela. And we've been oftentimes at odds with Hugo Chavez and his administration,
whatever you call it.
I'm not quite sure how to characterize
dictatorship.
His dictatorship. Many people, the more that we can be producing domestic products and not find ourselves in the position to have to do business and import from countries whose policies are at odds with ours, the more secure we'll all be. And to an example of that, I often view this issue when people ask the question is, Dan, do you think this is a Democratic issue or a Republican issue? My answer is yes. As an example, I mean, as we sit here right now, the New York State Legislature has actually just recently adopted in both houses, supported by both parties, a furtherance of the current biofuels tax rebates for homeowners that use biofuels to help heat their homes. It is awaiting the governor's signature. Hopefully, everybody's expecting that to happen. But it got bipartisan support so that we can start replacing some of our imported foreign oil with domestically produced biofuels to help people heat their homes.
Excellent.
Yeah, and just surprisingly, 3 or 4 years ago when the TARP relief package was passed, embedded in that bill was and became law were tax credits for people who purchased electric vehicles. So it happens in this country because it is a democratic country and because there's give and take involved in passing legislation. Things don't necessarily happen in a unified package, but some things are happening.
Well, these are very important remarks, and actually Israel has been a very close friend in terms of helping research the alternatives for energy. And you mentioned electric car. Better Place is a very significant company that is now also working in San Francisco to start its model going, and it'll be very interesting to see the impact of that in the community. And they're working with Canada as well. And they are helping Cyprus, an Israeli company is helping Cyprus drill in the Eastern Mediterranean. There is some negative interest from Turkey, to say the least, and we're hearing about. So that's something that's very disconcerting as Israel and Cyprus are trying simply to supply their own needs and to be beneficial to the area. Do you have any comments on that?
I think that part of that is, I don't know if it's necessarily energy independence per se. The Middle East is a very, on some levels, it's a very iconoclastic place, and on other levels, it's very fluid. So Turkey, for whatever reason over the last several years, or the last year or two, I should say, has decided that its friendship with Israel is not something that it wants to pursue as much as it did perhaps 2 or 3 years ago. They've decided to take on policies which appear to be geared toward moving it closer to some of their other neighbors in the neighborhood, so to speak. As I said, I personally see that more as a political move as opposed to something which necessarily reflects on the concept of energy independence. But yes, I think that Israel and the U.S. Can be and will going forward be very strong strategic partners in the area of energy independence, just as they have been in the areas of commercial technology and military technology.
Thank you. And this is actually also in line with AJC's work with also combating Iran and its attempt to enforce its power in the region. Turkey and Iran are competing. So AJC has been at the forefront of trying to stop Iran's negative activities in the whole region and really stop the oil flow from Iran as a sanction.
Well, I want to say this is an exciting topic. It's a dramatic topic, and from what we've heard this early afternoon hour, it seems that big things are really about to happen, and we're so happy that you were with us to talk about this program that's going to be given a week from tonight on energy independence, because that is one of the most vital and important topics anybody could be discussing.
Yeah, I would just say, Mona raised an excellent point about A Better Place, which is an Israeli firm. For those that aren't familiar with it, we can learn more about it at next week's event. I'm sure it'll be showcased. Imagine a network of stations, instead of refueling you with gas, can replace the battery in your car.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great, and we're just about getting ready to wind up. And wind out, and we're so very happy that we've had such great guests.
But we're not running out of gas.
No, we are here to ensure that we have energy for the foreseeable future. And we want to thank you all for listening, and we hope you will join us at CSI Monday night, October 24th at 7 o'clock, to hear Yossi Hollander and be part of this energy independence celebration and information.
Thank you, Mona.
Thank you,
Mark and Dan.